And we're motherfucking live.
We are live, baby.
Yes, okay. So, we're going to talk about this whole fucking...
Wake up, Harry. We got to hit. You got to hit start.
Yeah. I think we're already started, ain't it?
Nah.
Because it said, oh, okay, done. Yeah. Boom. We got to get our shit together as far as all the live shit, everything. All right. Motherfuckers, they got to see our facial expressions too and see what we going through. But yeah, so as far as the whole wake up Harry shit, I literally didn't figure it out until I woke up. So let me give you a little fucking recap. What was the bitch name? Brandi Ortiz?
Yeah.
Brandi Ortiz. Omaha's hero for the night. Kept everybody entertained properly. I would say
The baddest bitch in Omaha.
Baddest bitch in Omaha and Island, a tri-state area, apparently. I don't want to hear nothing from you ugly-ass bitches.
Are you ugly
hoes? You ugly-ass hoes. Ah, so, she apparently... First off, what I don't know is she went live, but I don't know how she got in this nigga's house if he was knocked out like that. Like, does bro sleep with the door open? Does she have a key?
I figure she was just already over there like Felicia fucking Devo.
Oh, yeah? She was just there?
That's what I figured.
And went crazy?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is that not?
Meth will do it.
I mean...
Meth will do that to you.
No, so. I just assume... Because she like had his phone and shit, right?
Yeah.
She had his phone. She was able to get his money or some shit. She was.
Yeah.
She was talking like, you know, they were pretty close. I assume she was just already over there, like Felicia fucking Debo. And she just started tripping and decided, you know what? I'm going to go through his phone, see who he fucking, and boom, it's all you ugly hoes. Why y'all?
Why y'all messing?
Why all you ugly hoes messing with her man?
Ugly hoes trying to take her man.
Alexa play Don't Mess With My Man.
Watch this shit.
I never know how to make it to you.
So, no, yeah, like, I woke up to this shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is a wake-up Harry? I think I seen your post first. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Who the fuck is Harry? So, I'm thinking it's, like, somebody famous. You know what I'm saying? So, I Google this shit. I'm like, you know, being nosy and shit. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm not going to lie. I had no idea what was going on. I just wanted to be in.
You wanted to be involved?
I saw the bitch's video, and I was just like... Oh, this looks methy. Ooh.
Methy, exactly. Exactly. So I go and fucking look up the hashtag. Apparently, this broad went through his phone, seen all these ugly hoes in his inbox that he was messaging, and she got hurt. She was giving out gift certificates, $500 worth for his kids. You know what I'm saying? She was driving back and forth to Des Moines. And that would have pissed me off more than the $500. That's a long-ass trip to be getting cheated on. But you should have known. Here's my thing. You should have known that he wasn't going to be, like, yo, dude. Because you're, like, 200 miles away. Like, who's faithful in a long-distance relationship? I mean, yeah, well.
Nigga, me in a long-distance relationship. Hold up.
You're the exception and definitely not the rule.
Maybe if you listen to this.
Shout out. Nobody. Come on, man. Let's be real. Let's be real. How many of y'all, by show of hands, can really do a long distance relationship?
If you should.
Don't play yourself.
Her situation is different.
How is hers different? She got played.
Because she's on meth.
Because she's on meth? It's evident. She came down there high as hell. So, she goes through his phone, see all these ugly hoes in the inbox.
I want to know who the hoes were.
I would. That's what they see. That would have made it better.
Were the hoes ugly?
Like, can
she
we
should have shown some... us. And I heard she showed her tits, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, I seen the tits. They wasn't impressive. Like, the tits.
Give them a rate.
On a 1 to 10?
Yeah, A to B scale. It'd be nice.
A to B scale?
Yeah.
All them shits was a D.
But damn.
They were not aesthetically pleasing.
Damn. You talking about they three titties. Damn.
Yeah, it was like, because it was, I mean, look, titties is titties. If you like titties, that'd be like.
Titties are not titties.
Titties are titties, generally. Like, a tit is a tit. I'm more of like a thigh and an ass guy myself. But like, if I mean, if the titties is there, they there. You know what I mean? I don't really even need titties for you know what I mean, to do it.
My tit and like Carmen Electra's tit is like not the same thing. Titties is not tit. Okay, I mean. I'm just saying, hey, you know what that made me think
all
of?
All titties are created equal.
That fucking, that scene on a Scary Movie where, never mind, I'll bring it up later.
No, talk about tits. No, but we ain't talking about tits. So, she was
there. We didn't
she
come here there. For that, we're talking about Ortiz.
She was there, right, Miss Ortiz, she was there in his house. She thought she was exposing him and just exposed herself to the internet. And apparently the hashtag wake up Harry begun, because how is this motherfucker sleep and she's doing a whole ass live video also, on your phone.
D for exposure. I've seen niggas get exposed for better shit.
Right. It wasn't even on detail.
He didn't even do anything.
He didn't.
Like, remember that one chick?
He was slipping.
Remember that one chick that like caught the nigga fucking old girl and she like came in when she came home from work?
Oh God, she was hiding in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, that was better.
Why was you hiding in the bathroom whispering to us?
Yeah, season.
And somebody's fucking somebody.
Season
in your
three
house.
Of 2020 exposures is kind of trash.
That's like, like what sign is that? Like what are you? Because I know I would have flipped shit.
On to season 4.
Yeah, but, I would have flipped shit.
No, but yo, hey, there's a lesson to be learned here. Like,
what's the lesson?
Fucking how you handle that shit is how Harry handled that shit. He just hopped on.
Well, I mean,
capitalized.
What can you do? I mean, yeah, he's smart for like, you know, running off the shirts and shit,
yeah,
like that. Like,
he made a t-shirt.
It became legendary. He'll go down in the annals of history and Omaha messy shit. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't too messy. But from what I gleaned, like, I guess the bitch was like spraying his clothes.
She was like spraying his clothes
with Victoria's Secret.
Which, I don't know, bitch. I mean,
what does that do?
Washing machines exist.
Right, bitch. This ain't the 1800s.
Yeah, I'm about to
say. Ain't got to hit it with the washing board.
Yeah, I was in 1866. That might have warded off the other harlots.
Right, and I don't know. Was she like a side chick?
Be gone, wenches.
Away from me. Fucking. Was she like a side chick or something?
No, I don't know if she was. That's what I was going to ask you. I don't know if she was the side chick or the main chick.
Or just one of them. Like, you can't be doing that if you just one of them.
But she's not even credible. We don't even know if he was doing. We don't know what he was doing. She's not credible. We don't have any information.
We don't have enough information to make a decision. But Omaha's so damn messy that they made a whole fucking hashtag out of it with minimal fucking, I mean, memes.
I was like, niggas with the memes was quick.
It was, man, the internet is undefeated. They had the memes out. Motherfuckers had shirts made the next day.
Yeah.
Like, I need y'all to keep this same energy for everything. Like,
honestly, we've had some better shit. We could have.
I mean, but what's the lesson in
hold
this?
Hold up.
The lesson I got from this is, it's two of them. One, leave them crazy bitches right where they at. Two, don't ever give no chick your damn password to your phone.
Yeah, and three,
ever.
If your bitch starts tripping, just like make a shirt.
Just make a shirt.
Honestly, yo, someone should have made a shirt for an old girl when she was like, y'all chilling? That was my line. The girl that came in, she started beating her nigga ass when he was sleeping with old girl. She was like, y'all chilling?
Oh, my
y'all
man.
Y'all chilling?
My man's woke up like a meme. He didn't know what was going on.
He woke up like the SpongeBob shit.
Then he got mad. Hey, look, but I feel him though, like how mad he got when I got caught. I'm not a bad person, but I've done bad things. But look, when I got caught, I got mad. I was like, you went through my phone? And I kicked her out of my house. You got to get rid of it fast so it don't escalate. You know what I'm saying?
Me getting caught was, I've never gotten like no stupid red-handed caught shit because I never done no shit like that. But,
oh, she went through my phone.
But I got like, someone told my girl what I did. When I was going to tell her,
it was
though,
the homie, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I
every time because he wanted her.
It wasn't even like that. It was like her homie.
Oh, it was her homie? Yeah. And you got caught?
I got caught. But no, but me.
Hate to see it. Go ahead. Hate to see it.
But I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna relive that?
I'm not gonna relive that. But nah, I've never been like no stupid like Jody red-handed caught shit. That shit is dope.
No, I'm certified. I ain't been caught in the pussy. Like, ain't nobody walked in on me. You know what I'm saying?
Every time I think of some shit like that, I think of Lance off Players Club.
Like somebody getting caught red-handed?
Red the fuck handed. Like, he was fucking my cousin.
I mean, and see, now that's what I ain't never did. Like, I done smashed randos behind the back. I ain't never, like, went through your family and shit like that. Because that's, like, a different level of evil. Like, that's going to linger after y'all broke up. Because y'all got to go to family gatherings and shit. On some soul food shit. Like, you know, I don't want to do you like that. But that's largely why I ain't in a relationship. But let's talk about it. Dudes do this shit, too. Dudes go through phones. But the difference between a dude going through the phone and a female going through the phone, we ain't going to expose her.
I think everybody should start doing that.
Exposing?
I think everybody should start going through
and phones. Then how are we getting... We're talking about the whole act. I'm like, how will we be entertained, though? Where are we going to get our entertainment from?
I done gone through every single time a bitch's messages.
You found what you was looking for.
I done found the word. There's only been two times in my life I done ever done it. And both times, like, ended in a breakup. And the first time, I was in, like, high school. Like, and I had...
Played yourself.
Played myself.
Played yourself.
I love short.
And then it's like, if the person is good...
At least I thought I did. I was like...
If the person is good... First of all, you suspicious for a reason, but if the person is good at it, they didn't leave them fucking messages in there. Are you serious?
But yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But then I feel like people don't
need... delete that, all that shit. Like when I was in my big cheap phase, the conversations is on mute.
You know, she said niggas expose females for less. Oh God, well yeah, niggas will
stop. What they expose them about? What they give me one example recently? Like in the past I'll give you 2 years. I ain't seen no dude expose no female.
Niggas go like here. Big Facebook with it? No. But yeah. Like, I done heard of niggas break up with their bitch for less.
Hell yeah. Because hoes be shiesty.
Niggas is sensitive.
Oh, okay. All right. Look. Yes, we are.
Hoes be...
Yes, we are, because it's not the same.
Bitches be doing...
It's like fast.
Bitches be doing what they be doing, but hoes be... The bitches don't even be hoes.
Bitches do be hoes.
Bitches...
Bitches do be hoes.
Bitches, hey, but it be the wrong bitches that niggas be worried about.
Oh God, like bro, you knew she was a hoe, like. But you know what make me mad?
Niggas will fuck around and leave they bitch that was like the right bitch for the wrong bitch and start calling all bitches hoes.
No, because the wrong bitch sex was better. Let's talk about it. The wrong bitch sex was better.
Is that what that was?
Hands down. The good bitch, the little homebody bitch, the bitch don't do... You know she ain't doing nothing. She hella vanilla white bread in the bed. You know what I'm saying? We need that whole grain wheat, something hearty and wholesome.
It's like a weird... I think cheating comes... Whenever I cheated, it was always like a weird grass and greener type thing.
Here's the thing. Dudes don't be mad that you a cheater or you a hoe or promiscuous. Dudes be mad because you lied to us. You played us. You made it like either one, your whole days was done, or two, you never spoke on it. And niggas got to find out later, but that's also a nigga's fault because you just jumped in there with no cat facts. You know what I'm saying? Also, with no history.
Let me tell you something. Also,
played yourself. I was just in a situation like that. Like, I was with the bitch, and then I found out some shit after the fact, and I'm like, damn, how do I break up with her?
Niggas' expectations for bitches be fucked up too.
Way high.
Yeah, way high. Like,
for real.
Like she was fucking before you, bud.
Yeah. it's the type of fucking though. Like, cause if you, it's a difference between you have multiple partners and you have multiple partners at this, like you got ran. Like, cause that's,
I niggas mean, be getting ran. Niggas be...
It ain't the same. We ain't even. It's not the same.
That is part of the problem.
Hey, look, you can call it sex. You call it what you want. A dude sleeping with multiple females in the same room one night is not the same as a chick. One chick getting ran in the same night.
I don't know
same
how many
night.
Bitches really be doing that as niggas be
You'd be
about.
Surprised.
I know I'd be surprised who, but I...
You'd be surprised.
Listen, I'm not saying it don't happen.
Man,
but it don't
look.
Be...
Omaha Shade Room, niggas was exposing females for their OnlyFans page that they paid to see. Oh, yeah, that's some curb shit.
That's what niggas were making whole YouTube pages for that. Niggas are sensitive. Niggas were making entire entire monetized YouTube videos off of buying bitches like OnlyFans
and exposing. Oh, that's whole shit.
What is exposing the bitch? She's exposing herself. She showed you yo titties. What are you exposing?
I'm never
she showed me her tits. Look, everybody.
Titties. You pay for them titties.
Like
just like bro, the other simp.
That's what I be saying. Certain shit, certain jokes gotta stop being funny once we get a certain age. And that's one of those things, like
Mon Khalifa, who hurt you? He said, I'm telling you, niggas be lame.
We all hurt, man.
Look, yeah, everybody get their feelings hurt. Everybody get their feelings hurt. It's a part of the process. And I feel like
niggas.
Okay, you got that. Niggas are more sensitive than people thought they were. Niggas have always been sensitive.
And you know what it is?
About that type of
I think you can still get hurt
just because you're a lesbian on me, you can't get hurt.
I think it's men not showing it in a healthy way. I think if men were encouraged and allowed by society to show their emotions in a more healthy
manner. You know what would happen?
That shit would manage.
You know what would happen if a nigga did that? Nigga, you gay. That's it. Oh, first.
But you know where that comes from? Yeah. That has seeped into women and everybody else because that's been encouraged by men. That's all been a cycle. That is like a whole mentality.
So dude started it.
Yeah, dude started
it. Nah.
Women be piggybacking off that shit. Women be like, whenever women have ideas like that, they're just picking it.
Like telling a nigga that he's soft or sensitive because he showed emotions.
They've bought into the patriarchal bullshit too. Because
I think that's really how they feel.
Yeah,
I don't think
it,
that's
no, what, it is. It is. It is how they feel. But they bought into some bullshit. What they should do, because what they should buy into is the idea that they should just allow men to feel their emotions and be who they are. You're not gay because you fucking showed your emotions, and women shouldn't encourage that bullshit. But if a woman is encouraged, if she is, I guarantee, if a woman taught her that, it's because a man somewhere taught them that.
Think so?
Yeah.
Like, dudes ain't supposed to, like... Women just
buy into the gender role shit. They're just following along with what they've been taught the same way men do. Yeah. It's not nobody's fault, but what everybody would need to do collectively to get rid of it is to stop doing it. If my little cousin is crying, I don't be like, suck it up, you a boy. I'd be like, what are you crying about? Let's talk about it.
That takes an aware person. But we're talking about society at large. Hell, even here, that shit ain't gonna fly. And even in a relationship,
it just takes conscious effort.
Because
though.
Even in a relationship, okay, so here's what happens. This is why, from a nigga's perspective, this is why niggas is dogs. So it's like, say I'm not getting the as a dude. I'm not getting the type of attention that I want from my female, right? Mm-hmm. Or my woman, female, I guess is taboo to say. And from my woman, I can't tell her that because the moment I tell her that, she gonna be like, "Oh, you insecure," like instantly. It always go any problem a man has with a woman gets dubbed as, "Oh, you just insecure." It can't just come from a good place of, no, I'm not getting what I want out of this relationship. It's you're insecure, you're needy. But let me say that about a female, and I got reason to be like, they got all these goddamn reasons.
Women a lot of the time are just emotionally insensitive and emotionally, like, unintelligent when it comes to men, and that's unfair. But society's also encouraged that.
I don't know that it's unfair. I think it's more biological than it is society thing, like...
I mean, I think maybe because it's been going on so long. I mean,
right, it's ingrained.
Yeah, that's like a Darwinistic thing. We do something long enough and it just becomes what we start doing.
Yeah, I don't think as organisms. But I think we'll ever get away from it.
I think in our daily lives, you can just like there's certain practices that you can take to be healthier in many other ways. That's a practice that people could take to be healthier. If you, like, see someone being emotional and they're a man, don't necessarily call them. Like, there's a way to call shit bitch shit without defaming it because you're, like, a man or calling it feminine. Like, we all should understand. There's, like, a difference between those things.
Is it, though?
Is it? It is. There's a difference. Like, no, because you know what it is? Because bitch shit, I think, cannot be identified as something specific, and we don't got to attach it to gender anymore. Like, bitch shit, like, weak shit, gay shit is, like, weak shit. It's weakness. It's shit that is not in line with, like, the societal values of a strong moral code or something. Like, it's not... bitch shit can be bitch shit without it having to be feminine and without you having to deface somebody for being a man. And I think that's what... that's a distinction. That we, I still call... Like, I know we've, like, tabooed the word gay, but I still call shit gay when I need to call shit gay. If it's gay shit and it's not calling anything gay like me, it's calling it bitch shit, and it's like weak shit. It's like not... Those things don't have to be synonymous. We choose what these words mean.
Right.
The English is a fucking bastard language. We choose what these words mean. It was just like we chose to decide that nigga was okay to say, and you can choose to decide if it's not okay to say if you want to. Like, we chose to decide if it's okay to call something bitch shit.
Right. And so, look, you was like, he gets... You was like, so back to the Wake Up Harry shit, you was like, he gets cool points because... He was unbothered. Yeah. Now, he might have actually been bothered. He might have felt a little embarrassment. He might have felt all that shit. But the thing to do is to play it off.
He gets cool. There's a couple ways that you could have handled that. He gets cool points for not hopping on the internet and making no dumbass scene on her.
Yeah, and like blasting her, and this bitch do this. And I mean, that would only make him look bad exactly. At the end of the day.
Yeah, there was a couple ways he could have...
Like, you was
that.
Fucking
he,
with this, bro.
He could have did exactly what he did. He could have got on there. Like, what I would have did if somebody did that to me is I probably would have hopped on and started joking about it.
Yeah, I mean, dude woke up and deactivated his account immediately.
Yeah.
He was like...
What is exactly what you...
Put a stop exactly on this real quick. Do. Let me put a stop on this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what I'm saying is, it's like, it's almost acceptable for females to get on there and fucking go off like that. And then the dudes are supposed to be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm supposed to be unbothered.
That's not acceptable. Her shit, what she did was not acceptable. I hope nobody thinks it was acceptable. You bitches better not.
Somebody about to do it next.
Embarrass yourself.
So they can make some t-shirts.
We gonna
clown
you too, bitch. Oh God, we was not laughing with her. We was laughing at that.
She
bitch.
Wasn't laughing though. Like, yes, she still was. Don't think it's funny.
I think she was a fan.
She was high. She thought it was mad. And I don't know why. She was putting her titties on there. It's not acceptable either way. No, you're right. And nobody should be flipping out. The moral of the story is, don't fucking...
She embarrassed the fuck out herself. Oh, God. Made a fucking ass. We was laughing at that bitch, not with her.
No, it was hilarious. I mean...
And Harry, we just, like, wanted to see what that nigga was going to do. At least
the anticipation was real. And, you know, he kind of... knocked it out the park with his response. You know, I'll give him that. But don't give nobody access to your phone. Ever. Like, you know, the homie that shall not be named had her shit went through. And like, when dudes do that, like, you as a dude, you should know better.
Cheating is stupid.
Because you're not going...
I learned a long time ago that a lot of people do shit like that. Because
cheating is stupid?
Cheating is stupid.
It is.
Because at the end of the day, most of the time the motherfuckers cheating, they don't have to be doing that. It's a weird like mental dynamic.
Yeah, why post those below average titties? Hey man.
Oh god. Second fucking
Hey look, it was the smile for me. Like she smiled real big, like them titties was A+, but titties is titties.
Hey, no, it was the all you hoes. It was this.
It was that. Had the scrubs above. There wasn't even live titties though. Like there was some tits she had sent him earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like at least give us some fresh titties. You know what I'm saying? So we could judge and see if that was just in the moment. But I don't know. Either way, how I feel about cheating is like everybody rags on polyamory. But most people are in a polyamorous relationship and don't know it.
That's exactly why I think cheating is stupid. Because motherfuckers probably work that shit out.
Couldn't work it out.
If you can't, then
Dudes as dogs, we just want to conquer some shit. And we want to be like, no, I'm tagging that. And I don't want nobody else to tag it. But I want to go tag this other shit. So I'm going to lie to her. I'm just being real. I'm going to lie to her.
Mental gymnastics. It's mental. You have to do
weird and it never works. Here's the one thing about women: they're going to find out, nigga. They're gonna find out. Like that women's intuition shit. That shit real because we over here oblivious, thinking we done covered all our tracks. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a hair in the car. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no earring left over. You ain't gonna find this. We done got the messages on mute. The shit locked out. It don't ding when I'm over your house or whatever. But they sitting there looking at you. Y'all sitting there Netflix and chilling. She just staring at the side of your face. Like, I know this nigga doing something. I don't know what it... Y'all know. You know what I'm saying?
I personally don't... You wanna know why I don't cheat? I love my girlfriend. I'm not gonna cheat on because I don't wanna hurt her. But two... Like, because, like, it gets to a point in your life where, like, all that shit feel like you, like, it feels childish. Like, you're not sneaking around and lying, like, you're not your mom.
It's taboo. it's just taboo. It's something you're not supposed to be doing. Yeah. It makes the sex better.
But, I mean, I don't know. All that sneaking around and shit, it makes me feel like... Her duck face. Her duck face was my shit.
Mm. She really thought those titties was it. She, you know what I'm saying? She was real confident. Let's just put it like that. And you gotta admire her confidence. And, nah, them shits was, I'm fucking around. It wasn't, they were unimpressive as Monet said. But no, I don't know. Y'all know what's funny? The niggas with, weak dick have the most bitches. Yeah, because they paying. Let me tell you something. Those niggas are paying like they weigh. I promise you. So they don't really care about if they putting it down for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? they care about...
The bitch is getting something else out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, she don't... That's why she gonna keep letting him hit. Because every time he come hit, something get paid for.
Cashing out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cash App is a real thing.
And on God, and niggas... You... Niggas nut faster than they can make the money in an hour at a job.
You feel me? Cashing out. That's why they got the most. Let's be real about it. Like, let's not get beyond that. Like, all of my.
Oh, you know what's crazy? And then niggas have the audacity to make fun of sex work. God damn it.
I mean.
Hello?
Everybody. She had to step away for a call. Everybody's into. Okay. Porn and shit, so I don't think sex work should be shamed. But let's talk about it. Those dudes that... I mean, it's not every dude. Don't let me paint it like that. But a lot of those dudes that get a lot of bras, they paying for it, they cashing them out, they getting them drunk, or they getting them high.
That's what Trey Songz be doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if like, Trill Life... That's why 90% of the drug dealers in Omaha sell drugs. They're not trying to make money. Nobody's a kingpin here. They're trying to get some pussy.
It's true.
Like, let's just be real. This ain't me. I respect everybody hustle. Do your thing. Them niggas just be trying to get bitches around so they can smash them. You know what I'm saying? It's not free. But they'll get them high off the tone, or they'll, you know what I mean, give them a little bag or something, or they buy them a little bottle. And how's this going? Because why not? They already wanted to, I don't know if they wanted to fuck the dude, but they liked the fact that he had money or whatever, so they go ahead and...
Niggas have the audacity to make fun of sex work, but understand that that's how that works. Like that niggas, that it's a
cycle. But how can you make fun of sex work?
Niggas do it all the time.
Like what?
Niggas...
But how can you...
Niggas make fun of bitches with OnlyFans. Niggas generally make fun of women profiting off of sex. Like, niggas aren't usually cool with that. And I think that's funny because niggas generally understand that that's how that works. Like,
yeah. And like, you know, like when they say, like, and then niggas would get on there like, man, you hoes just going for $40 and nigga, you giving her the $40 though, goofy. Oh, like, what is she supposed to do? You know, because I used to be of that thinking, like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? You know what I'm saying? Why is y'all? But I'm like, true life shit. Niggas in the same way. Like, if I go and if a chick hit me up, I know she wanna fuck around. But she like, yeah, and I cooked and all this shit. And you know what I'm saying? We about to, oh, well, I'm there.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
It's as old as capitalism itself that anything you want bad enough, you'll pay for.
Yeah, and what's wrong
with it? First off, I don't pay for pussy.
So are you better?
let me not say
everybody like pays that. In a way. You pay in a way.
Yeah.
And depending on...
Yeah.
So, like, they just skip the middle shit.
Because
you feel better about it. Like, if you took her on a date, if you bought her a meal, if you bought her a gift, yeah, that's money out your pocket. You may not thought that you was, like, doing a straight-up cash exchange. You pay for that pussy.
Yeah. It's all any of that is.
And only just, time you don't is one night stands. Just shout out to one night stands. Keep that tradition going. We love just, you for it.
Just commodifying intimacy.
And?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, because if you into like, if you
I
into,
mean, there is, but
like if you into porn, you can't have nothing to say about somebody selling a twat.
Yes.
It is what it is. But I mean, back to our original thing, I feel like never, ever let nobody get access to your phone. If I fall asleep around a chick that I ain't even in a relationship with, and I don't feel my phone right here, up under, like, damn near on my neck, so it can, like, touch my damn tonsils and shit, like, if I don't feel my phone right here by my neck, or I feel her trying to ease my head up and all that, I'm waking up instantly and I'm out of there, bucko. Cause hell no, I don't need you going through my messages. Cause y'all talk about us flipping out, we might just get mad. But y'all motherfuckers are sneaky and sadistic. Y'all be done put some sugar in my tank or fucking just a whole bunch of weird shit. Put some chili peppers on my lips or something while I'm sleeping. Just some weird shit. Y'all sadistic. So dudes out there and females too, y'all gotta watch because there's some niggas that is over there side eyeing your phone trying to see the pattern and shit.
I think people in situations like that should just leave.
No, because look, at Trill Life, here's why women do it, I believe. I believe that women step out on their dude because men haven't put them in that place of a title. It's rare that a dude is really putting a woman on in that spot and she just fuck around on him. Like, I'll give women that. Like, for the most part, they are loyal to their dudes if he makes it public, like, this is my woman or whatever, regardless of how her past is or whatever.
It'd be niggas that be going back on it.
Exactly, or niggas that's trying to hide her, or he only in public with her at these spaces, not around. Like, so if you're trying to hide her, she gonna go fuck around, some guaranteed.
Some of that shit is insecurity, and that's why bitches say that.
What you mean?
Like, when niggas be not happy with the girl they talking to, so they got this one shorty that they'll take around, but they got this other shorty that they talking to, and they really, really like her, but they don't want to, this the public bitch stuff.
Yeah.
Worried about what other niggas think.
Yeah, worried about what everybody think. Okay. It's a damn contest. Who got the baddest one or who got the...
I'll be back. Grab a shit.
Oh, no. You Gucci. I hold it down for the West Coast. But, yeah. I don't really know. I mean, what y'all think? Leave something in the comments. You know, hit us up on Anchor. Let us know what y'all think is the reasons that men cheat and women cheat. For me, I think men just cheat just because. Because I never had, like, I hate to say it, like, once again, I'm not a bad person, but I have done bad things, so please don't judge me. I don't think that men cheat for any other reason besides they can. And we can say all this shit, well, she wouldn't do this, or she wouldn't do that. Nah, She looked good. We hit her up. She responded. She knew I had a chick. I knew I had a chick. And we, you know what I'm saying, snuck off and did the whole little taboo shit. There was nothing deeper than that. We don't even think twice. But I feel like women cheat for a reason. Like, I'm about to show you or I'm about to get back at you. But I could be wrong. Y'all tell me what's going on. But Tamara stepped away for a second. Just to get y'all a little update. We about to start taking these podcasts, doing the content over to YouTube. So once we get that going, y'all can subscribe and we'll have the shit edited. We'll have some different topics and shit. We'll post the show on the Facebook so y'all can go and listen to it for those who didn't tune in or didn't hear the whole shit. It was pretty fun. But I'm going to go ahead and rock it out, end it like that. But y'all leave some comments. Let us know why y'all think that men and women cheat. And maybe we'll talk about that next week as a topic and really go a little bit deeper into it. But in the meantime, protect your fucking phone password. Don't get caught lacking.